You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Invasive lionfish have been found in the Indian River Lagoon on the Treasure Coast. The colorful fish are a danger to the juvenile fish population of area reefs, but they can be harmful to people, too, if you eat them. Ken Joelli is Natural Resource Extension Agent in St. Lucie County for the University of Florida. He joins us now to talk about why.
The concern is a toxin that accumulates in the tissues of these fish, leading to a type of food poisoning called ciguatera. If people are harvesting them out of the wild, the potential is there for people to become ill from food poisoning.
Is that for lionfish everywhere or just specifically here in the Indian River Lagoon?
No, it's for all of Florida that there is a concern.
Why is it bad? What does it cause?
It's a very unusual type of food poisoning. People will, of course, get sick, you know, like you normally think of food poisoning illnesses, but then they also start experiencing some unusual symptoms. For example, when they touch things that are cold, it feels hot. And when they touch things that are hot, it feels cold. So some people experience this temperature inversion.
Can you clean the fish?
This particular type of contamination is not something that people can wash bacteria off of fish, for example. It's not that sort of thing. So no matter how much people might wash the fish or they might cook the fish, the toxin is still going to be in the fish if it was present to begin with.
So it's not like oysters. You can't cook it away.
You can't cook it away. It remains toxic at conventional cooking temperatures. So, the normal food safety precautions don't really work with this.
Is it like the puffer fish? Is this something that is in all the lionfish, but it's all in the preparation?
No, it's not like the puffer fish. For those of us that have worked in the coastal area of Florida for a while, we're aware of the fact that puffer fish are known to be toxic. It's not the same sort of thing. Lionfish, they do have venom, by the way. Lionfish do have venom sacs. People can actually remove the venom sacs that are at the base of the dorsal spines. However, the thing that we're worried about is the toxin that produces ciguatera that's actually in the tissue of the fish itself.
If we come across a lionfish in the Indian River Lagoon, is there anybody who wants to know about it? Is anybody we should contact?
Yeah, there are a couple of places where people can go. But what I am doing mostly, I'm working through a group called the Treasure Coast CISMA, which is the Cooperative Invasive Species Management Area. And we're recommending that people go to floridainvasives.org and mark the location.
Do we have any idea how they got here?
More than likely, they arrived in one of two ways, either through ballast water, or they might have been brought here as part of the pet trade, and when people didn't want them anymore, they just dumped them in the water and let them go. And we've actually seen that with some other fish, especially freshwater fish.
We've been speaking to Ken Joelli with the St. Lucie County Extension. We'll have a link to the website he mentioned for reporting invasive fish on our website, wqcs.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.